بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Life is about love. And love is for its own challenges. When the man says, I love, then the beloved has got the right to test the person out. Is he honest, or is it just fly by night? So in the whole process, the lover will come across a lot of challenges. Sometimes from shaitan, sometimes temptations, and sometimes the environment. Shaitan was thrown out on account of his defiance and arrogance, and he vowed to mislead. لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Last one of them, I will mislead. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. But it is just your selected servants that will be spared. So, from the time that he's taken this vow till this day, he's never been relaxed. How can I mislead? Can mislead him mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, but how must I mislead? So he looked for every type of avenue to mislead. So when he was thrown out, he asked Allah Ta'ala, give me some weapons that I can attack mankind. I am an avowed enemy to him, and I vowed to work against him. When I vowed to work against him, so give me some weapons that I can attack him. So he was told, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَجْرِي مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ مَجْرَ الدَّمِ. You will have such a control of a man, then you can infiltrate his system. And infiltrating the system nowadays is quite easy. How you hack into a computer, right? So he's been given the ability to hack into man and thereafter influence his thinking, influence his tendencies and his thoughts. So that's what the first weapon that he's been given, that he's got the ability to hack into you. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَجْرِي مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ مَجْرَ الدَّمِ. Just now you are a good person and you were thinking right, and shaitan hacked into you. Now your mind has gone perverse, you're thinking totally opposite. But then you begin to think, alright, I was a good person, I didn't have these type of thoughts assailing me, and now I've become a victim to these thoughts here. Where did it originate from? So this hadith shows, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَجْرِي مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ مَجْرَ الدَّمِ. Then he asked for additional equipment, got some equipment to attack, but I need something even more. So Allah Ta'ala gave him even more equipments. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ وَوَقَبِيلُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنُهُمْ. Shaitan can see you and you can't see him. He, his armies, his people, they can get into your system, but you can't see him. He's been made so discreet that you can't see him. So hence what happens is there are all type of thoughts that pass the mind. Right? And it makes you wonder that these thinking, these thoughts, are they of your intelligence, your reasoning and good ends, or is it shaitanic? Right? So many a times man tends to think it's my own beautiful understanding and reasoning. And he doesn't realize that this is a shaitanic whisper that has gone into him. Outwardly it seems too good, and really it's not so good as he thinks and he makes of it. So he can hack your system. Number two, apart from hacking the system, he can also see you and you can't see him. So he's got a double advantage over you. Then he asked for something more. I need something more, more powerful, that I can wipe him off his feet. So Allah gave him a third weapon, and that was that if a child is born to Adam, then there will be a child born to you as well. So you will have also your people, your armies and your forces, you'll have equipments, you'll have all of these things. In the meanwhile, Adam alayhi salam understands the predicament that this man has got a lot of advantage over me. So he also asks Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, what do you bless me as my defense? He's got all the equipments to attack me, and now I need something to defend myself. So Allah Ta'ala says to Adam alayhi salam, no matter what wrong you've done, but if you sincerely ask for tawbah and forgiveness, then I'll wipe you out clean. But the tawbah mustn't be out of convenience, and mustn't be just a temporary or transitory thing. It must be a lasting thing. It must be sincere. It mustn't be just out of some type of expediency or some advantage. Real it must be. Now when Shaitan heard this, so he began to jump with agony, pain and grief. She understood what it means, that all my life's effort will be wasted in one stroke. This man has to just make tawbah, cry to Allah Ta'ala sincerely, and whatever I've done to him, how I wiped him off and how I misled him, and one stroke of tawbah, everything will be forgiven. Not only forgiven, but Allah reassures him, Habibullah, that you'll become the beloved, the friend of Allah Ta'ala. A friend is a friend, obviously, if it is that you are in a passport office, right? There's 500 people applying, right? And the officer in charge is your friend, special friend. So he'll indicate to you, just come on that side, and he'll see you out in 2 minutes. 2 minutes is gone. Why, you got a special relationship. So Allah is assuring you that you make tawbah sincerely, you'll become my special friend. So Shaitan now is crying now, okay, you know what, I did so much to destroy this man here, and one stroke of tawbah and everything is clear now. And Allah likes this tawbah so much. But imagine, Hadith says, imagine a person is traveling in the wilderness, no surroundings, no homes, nothing, absolutely nothing, wilderness, you are driving around, right? You got all your equipment, your provisions, documentation, traveling in foreign territory, so you need all your documentation, everything you got. Documentation, your provisions, everything you've got, right? And you're tired and you're exhausted, you said, alright, let me just stop over and rest for a few minutes. So he stops over in a nice shady tree he finds. He stops over to have some rest, to get some additional power now. So he rests, and as his eyes open up, he sees that the vehicle, everything is gone. The vehicle is gone, the equipment is gone, the provision is gone, documentation, I don't see anything. Now you can well imagine what will be the level of despondency at that moment for that person. I'm in a total wilderness. Hundreds of miles ahead of me, I can't see anybody, or I can see anybody on my sides and behind. I'm in total wilderness. And I don't have anything to sustain myself, or to keep myself alive. So he's sitting in absolute despondency. What can I do at this time? And as he's sitting in despondency, he dozes off. When his eyes open up, to his surprise, he sees everything. His vehicle, he sees his equipment, his documentation, his provision. You can well understand what would be the level of his excitement at that moment. He'll burst out in happiness. So Allah Ta'ala is more happy with your tawbah and your asking for repentance than this traveler that has lost everything and lost even hope. He's gone in a state of despondency. But now, this is love. See? So in love, you have to pay. The beloved has to see, that are you true? مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't show you what's the unseen like, but He sets up a scenario. In the scenario, He wants to see, how do you behave? What's your behavior? What's your response? What do you do? Because of the abundance of materialism, people begin to feel That life is about how well you can live. Live it up. Lifestyle, you have the best of everything. So because of the abundance or the explosion of materialism, so we are consumed by the thought that how well am I living? What have I got for myself, my wife, my children? And we gloat and gloat about that. Whereas that's not the criterion. The criterion is how well do we leave the world? One person lost a child. The child didn't make Tawbah. Story comes in Rosal 5. So, child is lost. And the mother obviously is groaning with pain. I lost my child. And to make matters even more difficult, the child didn't even make Tawbah. The mother was encouraging the child, make Tawbah, come right. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. And these are the days of Rahmat, the last day of Rahmat that we are going through. Just now, that phase of Rahmat will just end and we're going to the next phase of forgiveness, right? First 10 days of Ramadan. So exploit the opportunity. Don't let this opportunity go wasted. May never come again. People are here today. They don't know where they will be next year. So this opportunity has come, and how much you can take, how much you can maximize. Nobody knows the end, when it's coming, how it's coming, where it's coming from, we don't know. But we know it's coming. So she lost the child and she's quite concerned, oh, what's going to be happening to my child, my dear little child. He didn't make Tawbah. And she saw him in a miserable state, punishment, pythons and whatever, fire. She became even more distressed. Anyway, after some times, she made dua again, well, made dua for the child. Obviously, mother and the mother's child, mother's love, maki mamta, the mother's love is proverbial. So now she saw him in a beautiful state, in Jannat, in a palace, and state of the art, everything of the best. The Qabristan is a place to reflect. So the mother asks him, what happened? You know, just now I saw you in punishment and torment, and now I'm seeing you in a beautiful mansion, state of the art, best of everything. So she says, the son says that a sinner like me had visited the grave. So this visiting of the Qabristan is more for reflection purposes. Right? We read and send the sawab as well, but the more important thing is to reflect. Zuruha fa inna tuzakkirul akhirah. Visit the Qabristan and reflect. Okay, I know the person, we were with him, and he was a man of such influence, such affluence, such influence. He must just click his fingers and things can happen. He's such so powerful. But now I see him today, and he's lying absolutely helpless, useless and helpless. Can't do anything, absolutely. He can't get his influence. He can't get his affluence, nothing on his side. It's just himself, that's all. Nothing besides that. He's so helpless. But once upon a time, what a powerful person he was. They'll just indicate and hundreds of people are just going with him. Right? So he had everything under his control. But now he's lost everything. مَا أَغْنَى أَنِّي مَالِيَا هَلَكَ أَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. My wealth is of no good. And my control and power I had, that's also totally lost. Lost everything. So when a person goes and reflects correctly, then Allah Ta'ala lets him reach the right ends. He comes to the right ends when he reflects. But if he's that we're going to Qabristan just for entertainment or see my ancestry, etc., then you don't get much out of it. The idea is that go and reflect. Can this happen to him now? And this may happen to me just now. What happened to him? I am not exempt. I can also be in the same situation. What will happen to me? So this person was sitting in the Qabristan, and he thought, you know, what a pitiable sight I am in now. Something happens to me. What's going to happen to me? So when he reflected, and the reflection is about the greatest thing that the Quran emphasizes. Think, understand, reflect. فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ فَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ فَلَا يَتَذَبَّرُونَ. The Quran Sharif wants you to reflect, understand, see things in perspective. Life is not a bed of roses, is not to merry make and enjoy, is not to multiply and escalate our bank balance and financial security. No, not for that. It's a preparation for the next life, for the real life, for the eternal real life. This is just a preparation. That's all. So he thought and he cried profusely, made sincere tawbah. And as a tawbah not out of convenience, and not a temporary tawbah, but a lasting, pure, clean. What Allah wants is this purity. How pure you are in your intentions, how pure you are in your resolution. Are you honest? Some days back, one Egyptian was at the Rosa Mubarak. So he tells his brother, Al-Mautu Hulun. Maut kis kadar meeta hai, kis kadar piyara hai. Right at the Rosa Mubarak, he's telling his brother, Maut kis kadar piyara, kis kadar meeta piyara hai. So beautiful, so enjoyable. Now his brother is wondering, ye kya keh raha hai? What is this brother of mine telling? Anyway, the namaz started and he went into sajda never to get up again. Now after namaz we see bhai to khuda ke rahmat mein chala gaya, he's gone. But what a beautiful way to die. But these things happen for those people that are honest, people that are true, people that are, they've got no agendas. So when you're making tawbah to Allah, there are no agenda, no dishonesty, absolute loyalty, right? Allah blessed him, he can bless us as well. Absolutely true, honest, no agendas, no deceiving and frauding and all that, right? So Adam alayhi salam also asked, give me something as my defense. So Allah says, I'll give you tawbah. And tawbah will be wiped out complete. Shaitan now, he is too worried now. Distressed, grieving, despondent. So he said, what I'll do now, from this point, what I will do, I will teach man innovations and to make up stories, but to reinterpret and redefine things and come out from situations. If he's going to reinterpret, redefine and make up stories, right? So he'll make a story to justify himself. When he makes a story to justify himself, can he make tawbah after that? No. He can't make tawbah now. But that whole door of tawbah is closed up for him. So if he's going to look at a girl, his heart is attracted. But he say, you know, Islam is not so rigid. Islam teaches us to be polite and kind. So for the kindness, I'm looking at her. But now this is redefining. Where the Quran Sharif is telling you, just look down. Don't look at the face. But now you have to give you have to make up a story for your immoral behavior, indecent behavior. You have to give up a story, and you give a story of you being very polite and kind. Listening to music, so you say, I'm not interested about the music. And meanwhile, the music really is not like the music of old, where there were drums and guitars and flutes, etc. Now it's all computerized. So it's not music now, it's a computerized version. I'm just listening to the words. The words are all right. Parda me rehne do, parda ko na uthao. Let us live in parda, right? So the words are right, but what's wrong is the music that is accompanying it. So now you're going to give your own justification, and it will just throw you out of Allah Ta'ala. Now, when you give it your own justification, you made it look right. When you made it look right, then does it become right? Like little children are playing Monopoly, you know? Monopoly money they got. Stacks they got. One got stacks. And he's so boastful about it. What stacks I got? But the person that is mature and understand, he understands that it's a waste of time. This. So the same, the malaika also know that this person is just wasting his time. He's making up a story. And really he's got no basis to stand. To laugh at him, kis kadar pagal kisam ka aadmi hai. What a stupid person this is, making a wrong story and trying to justify wanting to come out of the whole thing. So what Allah Pak wants, be honest, be true, be loyal, don't make stories. Your interest, So don't make stories. No, that person is doing the interest. I'm not doing it. Don't make stories. You are freely mixing with women and say, I'm wrong. I'm supposed to be leaving this out. Allah Ta'ala bless me, forgive me, and I try my best to leave this out today, Ramadan, I leave it out. Barakman. Listening to something wrong, music, etc., Allah Ta'ala, I'm wrong. So have the heart to be honest to Allah Ta'ala. I'm deceiving people in finance, etc., state matters, I'm deceiving. I know what I'm doing is wrong. A Muslim must be what I like for myself and what I like for you. Not that I take all the advantages for me and just ignore you entirely. That's not a Muslim. What I like for myself and what I like for you. So, you being honest, you be truthful. That's what Allah wants. Doesn't really want to become too pious the whole night you're standing in tahajjud. Do whatever you can. But more than that, show your honesty, your loyalty, and how truth you are. And then how Allah Ta'ala favored others in the past, He'll favor you as well. Yeah, this is the last day of the first Ashra, the Ashra of Rahmat. And we may be going into the next Ashra now, the Ashra of forgiveness. So all these days are very, very precious, very valuable. Maximize and see what we can do. Don't ever waste your time in chit-chat, wasting time before a screen or with friends and socializing, wasting these precious moments. Allah bless you.